Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
The ringmaster has had this board in a mess. No, I don't believe in changing up in the middle of the stream. But you are campaigning. You're sitting up there, and you are trying to be a Trump, DeSantis, Gates, Spartacus. And I do not appreciate you sitting up there causing the chaos.
So this is Liz Plant. I wasn't familiar with her before, but she was critical of Commissioner Calkins, who is, often the source of controversy on the Santa Rosa County Commission. She wasn't the only one that had interesting things to say. Sherry Chapman is just kind of an interesting person, but one of the issues that had come up in the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, this is actually not yesterday's meeting, this is 2 weeks ago, the Thursday meeting. I'm getting caught up on everything. They were talking about RV parks, and some folks had shown up who were angry that there was some land that was going to be converted into RV parks potentially, and how they didn't want RV parks near them, okay, which is an understandable thing, that they wouldn't want that. But Sherry Chapman, she just sometimes has a flair for the expression.
RV parks and subdivisions, that's another issue we have. Somebody sees a plot of land, and because somebody put in the news journal, we want RV parks come to Northwest Florida, here we are. We are having diarrhea of the RV parks.
Did she say diarrhea of the RV parks?
Yes.
She paints a picture.
We are. We are having diarrhea of the RV parks.
Not diarrhea in the RV parks, but diarrhea of the RV parks. Like,
I love that. That would go on a shirt.
I know. She does have a flair. Here's another one. This is actually even, I don't know about better, but this is just, you hear.
This is why people don't want RV parks in subdivisions. It's like a loaf of bread. You never know if you're going to get the butt end or the rest of it. And it seems like a lot of these RV parks, people get the butt end of the bread.
I get where she's trying to go with that.
Yeah. But then again, maybe if you were getting a little more butt end of the bread, you'd have a little less of the diarrhea of the RV parks. I mean, I'm just saying, think ahead. 437. What'd you say, Candy? And I'm out. Oh, I love you. That's great. 437-1620. Oh, man. Where do I go from here? I don't know. But anyway, we're going to have Rick Scott on here in just a minute. We'll talk to him about a whole bunch of things going on, including, obviously NAS Pensacola repairs, VA. That's one of the things that he and Marco Rubio are trying to work on. Like the Miami VA doesn't have air conditioning, apparently.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, it's not us, but it's, you can understand disturbing that is. We'll talk with him about all of that. If you are thinking about your next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to buy good quality used cars. For more than 25 years, helping people find cars that are inexpensive or less expensive, right? Good quality because they're almost new, like a year, 2, 3 years old, and low miles and great condition. That's what they specialize in, is A-quality cars. And look, you hear Dave Ramsey talking about them, you hear me talking about them, you see the bumper stickers and license plate frames and all of that. But I just say, go check it out. Go see for yourself. Start there with your shopping experience and see if you don't find cars that are in great condition, that are less expensive, and that you have such a wide variety to choose from. Stop by today or tomorrow or the day after that. They'll be there. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. Not right now. But again, with heat, again, heat advisory today. I know Brooke will cover off on that in a little bit, but make sure your pet's got plenty of water and shade before you leave the house, and check on your elderly friends and neighbors. I-10, I-110 reporting as clear, not showing any problems on 87 or 98. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in the business. Locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in this morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's this morning at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test.
Get ready to get down with the legendary disco and dance group, Casey and the Sunshine Band, Sunday, August 27th at the Pensacola Singer Theater, celebrating 50 years of making booties shake. Reserve seat tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. KC and the Sunshine Band, August 27th, Pensacola Singer Theater.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, it's a brand new band at Bands on the Beach. Float Like a Buffalo is rock with funk, ska, reggae, and jam influences. High-energy guitar licks makes it impossible not to dance to. You're going to have a blast this week at Bands on the Beach. No pets and no glass.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm going to just say what he said. He didn't realize Herbert Field was under attack, that they were going to lose that. He asked everyone in the room to treat it the same way they did with the museum. If you know people on the House Armed Services Committee, the Armed Services Committee, the threat's real. It's a political thing, and it shouldn't be for either Democrats or Republicans, but it is.
This is Commissioner Mike Kohler, who was talking talking about the visit from Senator Rick Scott last week. He was here as part of his Keep Our Kids Safe initiative, but also talking, you know, about NES Pensacola. And obviously we were, at the time, we had kind of just gotten over the threat to the entirety of the AFSOC community leaving, you know, First Sow leaving Herbert, which wound up not happening, but still 600 jobs is not nothing. That's significant. Joining us now by phone, we have Senator Rick Scott. Senator, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. You know what's frustrating is the Biden administration is making these decisions based on politics, not based on the mission. I mean, what we ought to be focused on is where can we provide the best mission to keep this country safe? And Florida, we put unbelievable efforts. The Panhandle put unbelievable efforts to make sure, one, our military men and women want to serve there. Two, so their families want to be there, which make if they're, you know, think about it, if they're happier, they're probably going to serve better. Also, it's a great place to retire, so people want to be here. We made sure we solved problems around their bases, be, you know, encroachments, things like that. So this is just purely a Biden political decision, not in the best interest of our military.
You know, the question that we, you know, we saw this scare with Hurlburt, right? And of course, a little bit down the road here at NAS Pensacola and with Whiting, we're not as concerned about Whiting because of all the work that's been done to preserve that. And as I know you're well aware, Commissioner Don Salter, who was so instrumental in that, just passed away this Sunday, working 20 years on protecting that base. But NAS Pensacola, these rumblings have been around for a while, and they've recently gotten, you know, louder because of the concern about the high price tag for restoring the base post-Sally. Concerns about longstanding concerns about education in the surrounding community, the quality of education, and worries about the price of housing, quite frankly, because, you know, military members don't get paid a ton. And if they can't afford the housing off base, that's a challenge, too. Then you add this wrinkle of the political dimension of, you know, Biden finding, well, you know, hey, can we benefit Arizona at the expense of Florida and maybe help a swing state when it comes up to the election? What do we need to do to protect ourselves, and how real is the threat that missions at NAS Pensacola or even Whiting might leave?
Well, I think we have to take this very seriously. When I was governor, what we did is I met with base commander meetings every 120 days, and we just went through what are the issues at the base, and we put a lot of effort to make sure if there's another BRAC that we're going to be prepared. Well, this they didn't even do BRAC. They didn't do any review. They just decided to make a political decision. So I think we have to understand elections have consequences, and we've got to make sure, you know, we win, have control of the House, the Senate, and the White House. Because when you have a Democrat control in the White House, one of the branches of the Senate in this case, they make the decisions, and there's nothing we can do about it. So we've got to fight. We got to fight every day, but make sure we have the best education system. Make sure our military men and women have their families want to be there. Like we waived all sorts of things to make sure spouses could get jobs, the kids could get in the right schools, the kids if they had special needs, they got into right programs. We did all these things, and when I left, I think everybody's pretty comfortable that we were the best place for anybody who wanted to serve in the country, as long as it's a place we can serve the mission. We're at the right place to serve our mission. We got the best training area in the world with the Gulf, and we've got to preserve that. But did you follow the latest? The Biden administration wants to cut all boats to 10 knots in the Gulf, and so that's also going to impact us. So we got to fight all these things. It's crazy. Biden administration. I don't know who up there makes crazy decisions, but every day they just decide, let's make another crazy decision today. It's bad for people.
There's another dimension of this. I know you and Senator Rubio have issued a letter basically saying that the status of the Miami Veterans Administration facility is horrible, that they don't even have functioning air conditioning there. We don't have that particular problem here, but this issue of the VA and of the backlog and of just things like if you're going to get mental health counseling that you have to go through the VA in order to get it, which delays because you have wait times there, and, you know, the inability to get surgeries because you'll have to go to Alabama. I think it's Montgomery is the closest facility. I don't know what's the solution there, but it seems like we need to be doing more to help the veterans in terms of their medical care and even locally just having facilities to handle the medical needs, especially in such a high military concentration as here.
So first off, we've got to do everything we can to take care of our men and women that have served. They've been willing to put on the uniform to protect this country. I was very honored to serve in the U.S. Navy. My dad served in the Army during the Second World War. One of 3,000 people that did all four combat jumps for the 82nd Airborne. I'm very proud of my family's military service. Now, everybody that serves, you need to be treated with respect. And with regard to health care, you should get the best health care in the world. What we've got to do is we've got to create a system that, one, we have the right equipment, the right facilities, but we have measurement to make sure we are the best. And that's why the VA has to constantly get better. It's very frustrating. There's wonderful people at the VA, wonderful people that work at the VA, but often the bureaucracy gets in the way of doing good things.
Yeah, I know it's very frustrating, especially for somebody like you whose heart is so close to the Navy in particular and the military in general. We're talking to Senator Rick Scott. Senator, hang on for me for just a second. We need to get a quick traffic update with Candy.
Not showing any slowdowns or delays. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. I know that you are regularly, Senator Scott, talking about the Biden inflationary fail and the problems with the economy. When I look at just the numbers, during Trump's administration, inflation was in the, you know, 1.5, 2 plus kind of vicinity. Historically, 3 is not that weird. We were as high as 9 last June, but in the last year, it has steadily declined. June was 3.0 and July was 3.2. Is it fair to give credit to Joe Biden for fixing some of the inflationary problems that maybe, you know, he was partially responsible for causing?
Well, first off, inflation is not down. I mean, look at even the Biden numbers it's up over 16% since he got elected. So when he gets back to zero in his time in office, then maybe he can take some credit for something. But go to the grocery store. Do you think prices are coming down? Look at the rent. Look at the price of a new car. Look at home prices. I mean, inflation is not down. So I think I don't know what numbers they're coming up with, but if you go to the grocery store, you sure wouldn't say the price of food's coming down. And even with the Biden numbers, it's over 16% since he got elected. So he's got a lot of work to do to get it back down to zero.
Yeah, I guess I would say that it's not, you know, inflation would mean that it's continuing to go up. I have seen it stabilized to some degree. And, you know, when I go to the grocery store, that's what I see. But certainly I agree with you that it's way up over where it was, you know, 2 years ago. We've got a big debate coming up on Wednesday. Obviously, tomorrow night, you're well aware of this. President Trump is not going to participate, even though he is the massive, by far, front runner in all the polls. Do you think he should sign the pledge? Do you think he should participate in the debate?
Well, I think he can make those decisions, for himself. I mean, he must think that, he doesn't need to do the debate. So I'm looking forward to watching the debate and seeing what people do. I want to hear, you know, each person, what their plan is to fix what Biden's done, fix the inflation, secure the border, make sure our military is lethaler than woke. We got a lot of problems in this country. The Biden administration and Democrats are trying to destroy it. And teach our kids that this is a racist country. So we need to have bold leadership. So I want to hear what people are going to say and what they're going to do. But Trump's making a choice, which he thinks is best for his campaign.
You know, speaking of that, you and I have talked before about wokeism in the military. Of course, again, we talked earlier about the military strength. We right now are without three branches having a leader, the Army, the Marines, and now the Navy, because of the one person filibuster by Coach Tuberville, Senator Tuberville, over abortion policy within the military, which I very much understand his protest here. But we are now without many promotions and without three leaders in these three branches. Is this healthy for our country, even for that particular issue?
Well, first off, Schumer can bring them up for a vote right now. All that Senator Tuberville is doing is saying you're not going to do it on an accelerated basis. So if Schumer wanted to have a vote on these things, he could do it. He could do it the day we get back. He could bring them up, and we could vote on all three of those nominations the first day. So this is a decision by Chuck Schumer. Now, you know, it's been longstanding policy in this country that the government doesn't pay for abortion, and what the military is doing is basically doing that. And Senator Tuberville has every right to make this, you know, take the decision, do this what he's doing to do. And by the way, a Democrat senator did this in the last 4 years, and there was over 1,000 people that didn't get advanced. So this is not the first time it's happened. It's frustrating. The Biden administration could solve this. Chuck Schumer could solve this, but neither of them want to. They want to talk about it rather than solve the problem.
Yeah, and I'm with you. The Hyde Amendment is such a key principle historically on that we do not spend in this direction by any element of the federal government. Hey, last thing. We've only got about 45 seconds left, but I did want to give you a chance to talk about your Keep Our Kids Safe initiative and what you're trying to do with regards to drugs and border control.
When Ann and I were raising our two daughters, we didn't have to worry about a lot of things that are going on today. We didn't have to worry about school shootings. I've got a bill that would put armed law enforcement in every public and private school in the country. I want to get that done. Number two, we got to secure the borders so we get the fentanyl off the streets. And number three, social media is a problem.
Oh,
we got to stop this.
No kidding. And the things that it's doing to our kids, their image of themselves, their brain development, and all of that. It's unbelievable. Senator Rick Scott, thank you so much for the time this morning. And thanks for fighting for us in Congress, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
I'm Gianna DeLosi. The first GOP presidential debate will be on Fox tomorrow.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, former governors Nikki Haley, Chris Christie, and Asa Hutchinson, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, Senator Tim Scott, and former Vice President Mike Pence are all expected on stage.
Fox's Jared Halpern noticeably absent the frontrunner Donald Trump. He's going to be turning himself into a Fulton County jail in Georgia Thursday to answer to 13 felony counts stemming from alleged attempts to overthrow the 2020 election. The former president's bail is going to be set at $200,000. The current president was on Maui yesterday with the first lady.
They met with emergency personnel and fire victims, too, promising in a speech to rebuild the way Maui wants to rebuild. Some Maui residents, they expressed anger at President Biden during his brief visit for his office's overall response.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. America's listening to Fox News.
Six 31, News Radio 92.3. Good morning. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is 78 degrees, partly cloudy here in Pensacola. Governor DeSantis was campaigning in Northwest Florida yesterday.
When we get in January of 2025, we are going to reverse Bidenomics on day one. We're going to take all of his executive orders, all of his regulations, we're going to grab them and we're going to throw them in the trash can where they belong.
He was at the golf on Okaloosa Island in Fort Walton Beach. Big crowd of supporters on hand, including military and some veterans as well.
I love that he had gyms open during COVID, so that was great. Disabled vet, so I was able to get in there, keep working out, stay alive. So.
And, of course, the governor now heading to Milwaukee for that primary debate tomorrow. The clear front runner there, former President Donald Trump, says he will not be attending that debate. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office says a woman shot at a store employee before shooting herself yesterday. According to the Sheriff's Office, deputies were called to the Smartville gas station on Pine Forest Road. Happened about 9 o'clock yesterday morning. The woman was allegedly trespassing.
She was trespassing and the owner wanted her removed. By the time we got there, they had already moved to the outside, and she had pulled out a weapon or a firearm, and she had fired three times at the owner, missing him, fortunately.
Sheriff Chip Simmons says deputies arrived a short time later and located the woman. That's when she shot herself. She was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Florida Highway Patrol says six cars were involved in a crash yesterday on Highway 90 near Scenic. Troopers say a 21-year-old Idaho woman died when her car was hit by a vehicle driven by a 76-year-old man while she was stopped at a red light. Investigators say the elderly man was suffering from some type of medical emergency and lost control of the car. That set off a chain reaction crash. Four other vehicles were hit, a female driver with minor injuries, and three young children were transported to Sacred Heart Hospital after that crash as well. A new law that takes effect today will affect what teachers can call their students. The law requires teachers to get parental consent to call a student a name other than the one on their birth certificate. It was mainly meant for transgender students. Some teachers worried it could affect nicknames. The state's largest insurer and the insurer of last resort proposing a rate increase. Last week, Citizens Property Insurance proposed raising their rates by 12%. The state's insurance commissioner told them they have to come up with a lower figure for a rate increase. A Citizens spokesman says yesterday they're currently working on a new proposal. They have 30 days to come up with one. An update on that stabbing at Mugs and Jugs over the weekend. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says they're currently investigating it as a stand-your-ground case. That incident did happen about 1:30 on Sunday morning. One man was taken to the hospital with a minor stab wound. Investigators say as of now, it appears that person may have been the aggressor. At this time, no charges have been filed. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
And good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays right now. James Lee Boulevard, this is all the way in Crestview, Antioch Road, showing an accident just off I-10 if you're headed that way, but it doesn't look like a roadblock, so you shouldn't have any problem getting where you're going this morning. Certainly, if you see something, knowing any traffic tip, text it in if you would at 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's going to be a hot day today with a heat advisory as well as an excessive heat watch in effect. We are going to be seeing temperatures in the upper 90s, feeling more like the triple digits, possibly up to 110. The heat will continue as you go through the nighttime, temperatures in the 80s overnight and getting possibly into the hundreds as we go into Wednesday. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And the good news is the humidity hasn't kicked in just yet. We've got 78 in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, 76 in Milton. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Microsoft has submitted a new proposal for acquiring video game maker Activision Blizzard to the UK's competition authority in an effort to win approval for the $75 billion deal after the competition agency rejected it earlier this year. The UK Competition and Markets Authority said today the companies had agreed on a new restructured deal that would prevent Microsoft from acquiring cloud streaming rights for Activision games over the next 15 years. The agency says it will review the new proposal and set an initial deadline of October 18th. Too much inventory and the demise of Bed Bath & Beyond has been a good thing for TJX companies. The off-price retailers' comparable sales were up in the latest quarter due in part to excess stock from name brands and other retailers. What retailers can't sell at full price becomes a buying opportunity for TJ Maxx and its sister banners, including Marshalls and Home Goods. The range of products on the market now has been a particular boom for TJX. That's Your Money Now.
So how are things?
Oh, great. Katie just bought herself a new bike with her own money.
What? My kids spend all their money on video games. How'd you get Katie to save?
Just a little education. Did you know China prioritizes teaching financial literacy starting in preschool?
That's so smart. American kids don't seem to hear a word about it in their classrooms. And I really can't teach it at home. They're being left behind.
Actually, we can help at home, thanks to the Sensibles.
The Sensibles?
Mm-hmm. They're a team of animated superheroes who help kids ages 6 to 12 to develop smart money habits in a fun way. Katie gets a Sensibles kit in the mail with a great DVD, a comic book, and other fun activities each month. She also gets access to an interactive website with a library of lessons, other fun activities, and lots more.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm signing my kids up today.
Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code SENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. Subscribe at bcs-kids.com. That's C-E-N-T. It's the sensible thing to do.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 639 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Devan Cook is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. He always joins us on the Tuesday following the committee meeting, which for other people you might think of that as the agenda review meeting before Thursday's regular meeting. Devan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good to talk to you. I know you said some very, you know, poignant things yesterday, but I did want to give you a chance before we talk about the business of the county to, you know, give your chance to speak about the passing of somebody who you worked with for a long time. I think during his entire tenure as a county commissioner, 20 years in Don Salter this weekend.
Yes, we worked together the whole time he was commissioner. And during that time, I was primarily working in HR, human resources and risk management. And, of course, you know, attended lots of meetings and that kind of thing. And he was always just a gentleman. He was professional. He really looked out for the employees. He was very focused on being sure employees were paid well and had good benefits. But he also did so much for the county, you know, that was some people spoke about in the meeting yesterday, but there's so many things he did regarding economic development, but particularly the military. I mean, you know, I was there when BRAC was happening, and he was there as well. And I remember that he fought hard, and, you know, he and the people he was working with at the time, they really came up with some ideas that set Whiting Field apart so that it was saved, and it actually has been growing ever since.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you you know, when you have a thing, you take it for granted, and it's hard to remind yourself that that thing just might not be yours always. And so sometimes you don't see the results of work that's done to preserve the thing you have, you know, but that's, you know, absolutely the impact on our counties because of the military presence, and certainly for Santa Rosa with Whiting is, yeah, I mean, it's enormous, absolutely enormous. And a lot of that credit, again, goes to Commissioner Salter. One of the things, you and I had talked about this before, the new light at Chemukla Highway and Wallace Lake Road because of the new school that's there. I guess for the first couple of days of school, that light was not active, but it has now gone active. Some folks showed up yesterday to say, hey, man, that intersection is a catastrophe. I had been very concerned about traffic backing up there, both because of the light and because of the turn lane. We only got a day of the light being active, I think, maybe, but how did it work yesterday, and do you still have confidence that enough has been done to prepare for the traffic there?
Well, I think we've done all we can. The thing we're facing in today's world is that there are lots of people that take their kids to school, and it's very difficult when you've got so many kids and so many parents taking them to ever control the traffic. We'll see how it goes. We'll look at other options if there are any we can come up with if it's not going smoothly. So we're just going to have to see. But we did, you know, the county designed and set the intersection up as best we could. I know the school had done a lot for stacking within their own facility for cars and car riders. But, you know, it's just going to take time, and we'll have to see how it goes. And then if we can make some adjustments, we certainly will.
Well, and you know, and I mean, you basically have this conundrum, right? As you said, and as I thought Sam Parker made a really great point yesterday talking about the usefulness of getting people to stop driving their kids to school, let the kids ride the bus, or maybe he didn't say it, but, you know, if you carpooled and you had three or four kids in a car, that reduces the number of cars going to school at the same time during rush hour, evening and morning, by maybe, you know, half or 75%. Like, that's the real answer is, yes, the cars are the problem, but behavior is the source of that problem. How do you solve it? Well, you know, you might say, well, why would we put a school on a major road like this? Well, what's your alternative? You know, Benny Russell and Avalon Middle, where they're up yesterday screaming about, you know, the problems on Cyanamid and Excalibur. Like, there's no good place to put 400 cars at a time during one half hour of the morning or the afternoon, right?
Absolutely. And that's the situation we find ourselves in. And you know, we're working with our engineers and outside engineering firms to try to look at these things as they develop and do the best we can. But it's not a problem that's going to be easily solved and most likely not going to go away anytime soon.
No. And by the way, is there any plan for widening Sinamid? I know that was kind of something that was talked about. And, I mean, obviously that was a nothing road. And then all of a sudden it's, you know, I mean, there's house after house after house after house, thousands or at least hundreds, but I think thousands of houses and more coming to that road. Is, you know, it's like the next Avalon, basically. But is there any real plan to widen that?
We have not had any discussion, significant discussion. The person did mention it yesterday. Certainly something we're going to have to look at. You know, we've been more focused on some of the other major thoroughfares.
Sure.
That, you know, we're trying to widen, like Chemukla and Woodbine and some roads in the south end that we really need to widen. So I suspect after yesterday's meeting, Sterling Way will become a road we have to look at for widening.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and it's funny because on the one hand, you can recognize something like Chemukla or Woodbine or whatever. Obviously, we need to do work there. But, you know, maybe once in a while we could catch it before it's to that point. You know, and maybe some of these would offer that alternative as well. We're talking to Devan Cook, Santa Rosa County Administrator. Devan, hang on for just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by Discover Card. And Discover Card, at the end of the year, your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned doubles. See terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. There is an accident this morning. This is on Quintet in Renfro. Tying things up, blocked in both directions on Quintet. This is east of the shooting center in Wallace Lake Road. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Devan Cook, Santa Rosa County Administrator. Speaking of roads and improvements, we actually have two big steps in the right direction on the agenda Thursday. One is the PD&E for the Chemukla Highway redesign. Where would this affect and what's being looked at here?
This would be from Highway 90 all the way to Five Points. And even possibly past Five Points.
Okay.
And we're going to look at either going with a 3-lane or a 4-lane corridor. That will be what the study will help us determine, how we can widen that road and make it safer. You know, we're really hoping we can work within the boundaries we have and make it a 4-lane. That's the ultimate goal, if we can do that, to go at least to Five Points and possibly even past Five Points, on up toward the new school in that direction.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, long term, you know, I mean, thinking about it in advance, right, if you get the work done on Woodbine, both the intersections, Five Points, and also the Highway 90, and then the widening that's going to come at some point when we can afford it, and then you figure out what to do with Chemukla and get that, you know, you're really starting to alleviate a lot of that traffic. But one thing that comes to mind, I'm sure your engineers have already thought about it, but just on the chance that they're not, it seems like lessons learned from the Woodbine 90 intersection should be contemplated in whatever we do thinking about Chemukla, because it's not enough to just expand its capacity, because if you have a big capacity that's going to dump into an inadequate intersection on Highway 90, you're not probably going to solve anything long term, right?
Well, that's true. I'm sure it would be complicated because of the businesses there, but
sure,
we're going to have to look at some redesign there at that intersection. And of course, we're already looking at Five Points. You know, we're coordinating the studies for Woodbine and Chemukla so that we, you know, we don't have a situation there where we haven't thought that far ahead. So we are looking at those. And again, 90 would have to be considered in how it would look there. Of course, the long-term plan for DOT is the 6-lane,
right,
90. So, you know, that's all going to have to be factored in for this PD&E study.
Yeah, all these things are coming, right? The other one, and this is just kind of a, you know, I know Dave Peach had worked on this a bunch, and I've looked at some of the maps and proposals, but in Navarre, this community access road PD&E study, that's also something that you guys are likely to approve on Thursday, right?
Yes, I expect that will be approved on Thursday. And again, as you and everyone that commutes on 98 knows, we've got to do something to try to get some of the traffic off of 98, and that would be the goal of this study, is to see if we can put a road that would run parallel that would help alleviate some of the traffic issues there in the Navarre area.
Yeah, and I mean, as I remember from, I didn't look at the maps recently, but when I looked at them before, you know, finding the route that's going to run parallel to Highway 98, but north of there, whether through existing road expansion or in some cases new road where it doesn't go right now, that's the challenge. And then, you know, of course, getting it to function with everything else that goes on during rush hour is the challenge. And again, all of that's what you start doing with a PD&E. Last thing, just real quick thing, is East Bay Boulevard, the work that's been, is it finished there, or we still have elements of that that need to be done? I was on vacation. I have lost track of it. And I know I have you on that phone. I was going to ask you.
No, we are still doing some work on East Bay Boulevard.
Okay.
It's not completely finished. I think it's substantially complete, but there are still some things that we have to do down there. So it's still being worked on.
Okay, very good. So the meeting is going to be Thursday, like always. You can go in person, watch online. Devan Cook is Santa Rosa County Administrator. As always, Devan, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping the county running and doing all the administrative things that you do that I know are so essential that maybe don't often go noticed, and keeping the staff happy, which they are great staff, and I'm glad you do work with that. Devan Cook, thanks so much for the time, sir. We'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Thank you, Andrew.
Absolutely. 6:50 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, as probably your folks, okay? It could be, you know, brothers and sisters, it could be aunts and uncles, but probably your folks, as they get older, you might notice that they change, that they start having, you know, less ability to do some of the things to take care of themselves all the time. I mean, they seem sort of the same, but also they maybe have trouble cleaning and cooking and maybe bathing and dressing and maybe even grooming and toileting and things like this are a challenge. Maybe you're helping with them. Maybe, you know, you've hired some folks to help with them. I don't know where you're at, but, you know, people change, and we don't like to admit this. We don't like to recognize it. We don't like to think about it. And we certainly, the conversations to be had with our loved ones are difficult, okay? But assisted living locators, my good friend John Horton operates this company. It's no cost, okay? And what he is like a consultant liaison. You go to him and you say, okay, here's what's going on, and here's what we're thinking about. We're not sure what to do. And he will help you find the right level of care for your loved ones. Could be, you know, if it's in-home care, that's one thing. Could be assisted living, which is designed to really give your folks, if it's your folks, the best help that they need so that they can live independently. And also so you're not overworked and overstressed trying to help them with stuff that really professionals ought to be helping them with. It's designed to facilitate as much independence as they can handle. And then once you make that decision, if you do, then where to go? Because there's like 30 different places locally. Well, that's, again, that's what he's an expert at knowing and figuring out which culture fits and which price fits for you, all of that kind of stuff, okay? No cost for him, but, you know, obviously there's going to be price involved in the decisions that you make. So give him a call. Talk to him about what the options are, what makes sense for your loved ones. 712-0887, or check him out online at assistedlivinglocators.com.
Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Piedmore Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599. The Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799. And the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus, the VW ID4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before sales, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. ID4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate. Cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by Vincentric. See dealer for details.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You you know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 after Pensacola, right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
National average for gallon gas, $3.85. Florida's $3.79. Mississippi is $3.31. California's $5.26. And Navarre, $3.46 east of the Walmart, $3.43 west of the other Walmart. Mother, brother, Daryl. $3.38 at the foot of the Garrison Point Bridge. $3.59 is your best price in Gulf Breeze. $3.39 at best, in quotes. $3.39 at the Raceway and before Avalon. $3.38 at the P Ridge Murphy. And then $3.39 looks like at the Raceway second station when you're going through Pace. Get over into Pensacola. $3.34 on 9 Mile at the Walmart. $3.36 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And coming in from the southwest side, $3.45 looks like at the Shell at Cervantes is pretty good. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price on your next new Volkswagen. PeteMooreImports.com. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Watching an accident on Quintet, it looks like in Renfro Road, and it looks like a block right now. Now, it's blocked in both directions on Quintet. This is east of the shooting center and east of Wallace Lake Road on Quintet. If you have a traffic tip, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Former President Trump says he'll be traveling to Atlanta on Thursday to surrender in the Georgia election interference case. He said on Truth Social he'll be arrested by Fannie Willis. He referred to her as a radical left district attorney on his post there. A British nurse will spend the rest of her life behind bars after being convicted for killing 7 babies and attacking 6 others. 33-year-old Lucy Letby was found guilty Friday. She is accused of killing 13 babies in a neonatal ward. And Tennessee may be home to the world's only giraffe that was born with no spots. The reticulated giraffe belongs to an endangered species. He was born at Bright's Zoo in Limestone last month, already 6 feet tall, and apparently they're doing an online vote to name her.
I don't mean to be the guy who steps into the biologist or the zoologist realm here exactly, but a giraffe without spots is not a giraffe. That's a tall, awkward-looking deer.
Accurate. Yeah, that is very accurate.
I don't think that's a giraffe anymore. A zebra without stripes? That's a deer. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 658.
Yeah, thanks, David.
658 on News Radio 92.3. Time for...
It's been a minute since you've been back. And yeah. It's time for Tuesday morning.
I know, you guys didn't do it while I was gone.
Dude, you have no idea how hard it was to keep this on the rails.
I filled out
an application at Costello's after having him on Pep Talk because I thought I was going to come back to no job Monday.
I believe. The advanced traffic management plan, advanced traffic plan for Pensacola, I have objected to some of this on the basis of it being too bike friendly. Will we be spending money to take away from cars to make for bicycles? Is that the plan in Pensacola?
No, I mean... But I get the heart.
Yeah,
I get the heart.
I think yes. We'll talk about that coming up. Chemukla Highway, gonna fix it? Long term?
Yeah, sure it is.
Hey, it's good to have an idea, but it's better to have the money to do it. Will Trump turn out to be eligible for election based on the 14th Amendment's disqualifier on insurrection supporters?
I think so.
You know, what's the enforcement mechanism here? Like the Supreme Court? It's kind of a hard question. Like, would the Supreme Court declare him You know, it's a hard thing to imagine that actually happening. And will ECUA raise rates?
Yeah.
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 Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3.